Let's Get Local is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
It's time for the Dane by Local Radio Show. Let's Get Local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's Get Local.
Welcome in, everyone, to another edition of Let's Get Local here on a Saturday. Glad to be with you on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM. Thanks for tuning in on this day. A little gloomy day out there, but the weather's, it's Wisconsin. It's August. It's going to come and go a little bit. Let's hear this part. That's an original from Counterboy called Black Unicorn. Great tune, great band, great people. We hear from the guitar player on Pizza Box Show when we do the the guitar solos in relation to Pizza Box Sponsor. But also, that is my brother on the vocals, and he wrote the song, so love putting their music out because it's good stuff. Okay, we are here with you today, once again, to talk about local businesses and organizations and events. Last week, remember, we really focused on events with the Cap Times Idea Fest coming up here in September. And then also Dane by Local's Eat Local, Give Local event, which took place on Thursday. So let me thank you personally for going out on Thursday, supporting local businesses, local restaurants, and Dane by Local at the same time. Simply by eating, enjoying some of what the local cuisine and establishments have to offer here, there were more than 40 local businesses that were involved in that event all around Dane County, different parts. So no matter where you live, whether it's west side of the county, northeast corner of the county, you had opportunities to conveniently enjoy and participate, and you did because the early results from that event are looking really great. Good feedback from the participants and also from Dane by Local themselves. So it was just such a wonderful event that showcases local businesses, but also, like I said, helps raise money for DBL. And if you're wondering, I mean, we talk about, you know, things on this show, and we talk about Dane by Local. We talk with Megan and Colin from time to time about the work of the organization. But there are more than 600 members, 600 local businesses and nonprofits in and around Dane County. So just to clarify, Dane by Local is Dane County and members on all the contiguous counties, all the counties that touch Dane County and border Dane County, all have the ability to have local businesses be a part of DBL as well. And so more than 600 businesses, right? People on Main Street, people in your neighborhood, people that are neighbors and friends that you can get out and support. And it's a great resource and hub for finding more information about who is local, who's a locally owned business in your community, and what are they doing in your community. So, you know, I've been on the board for almost 4 years now. I've been involved as a volunteer with DBL for going on 9 years. And it has been such a wonderful community to be a part of. It has been such a great organization to connect with other businesses and other organizations and nonprofits that are doing work, important work in our community, maybe a little quieter than some of the big places that have big ad budgets. But I've made so many wonderful connections with people, individuals who are passionate about what they're doing, about what they bring to the community, about owning a local business or being a good community business that helps support nonprofits in their community, that helps support initiatives that are important to them, that advance the community, which is, you know, the mission of civic media that we're building here through Devil Radio and Walk Radio and Bull Falls Radio, and also locally grown radio in Wisconsin Rapids, and more to come, is about community. So the synergy here is almost undeniable or unmistakable. You can't miss it, right? It's one of those things that just would smack you in the face. And I'm so thrilled to be a part of it. I'm thrilled to be on the station. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm thrilled to talk with wonderful people every week on this show and allow them to tell their stories, because I think that's what really helps people get it. Hearing from those individuals in their own words about what their businesses are, what the organizations they lead are, what they mean to them, what their mission, goals, passions, all of it. That's what helps you as the regular community member get on board, get enlightened, want to explore more, want to shift that mindset, right? Thinking local first. It's a great tagline. It's a great way to think. And there are so many benefits that domino off of that simple act by you as a consumer. One of the dominoes is you are reinvesting in your local community by supporting local businesses in your community. And we haven't talked about this in a while, so bring it up right now. And then we'll talk about a local event coming up here quick. But if you can invest, or if you can spend dollars with local businesses, okay, 73%, 73 cents on the dollar stays in your local community, gets redistributed in your local community, strengthens your local economy, as opposed to if you go to Walmart or big box store, not to call it the big box stores, they all have their place, okay. But if you go there, only 40 cents stays in the local economy and community. A big part of that is sourcing. How many restaurants do we talk to and restaurant owners do we talk to on this show? Not just restaurants, but it's one that comes to mind, where they source their food locally. They get eggs from local farmers. They get meat from local farmers. They get vegetables from the farmers markets, from other local farmers. Think about that chain reaction. Think about all of the webbing. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan. Think about all of the webbing that's connected there. Right? Who helps make all of that continue, strengthen? Who helps strengthen that webbing? It's you and I. It's you and I by thinking local first, by having that mindset. And a great resource to find local businesses that are close to you for any type of service or any type of shopping you want to do or service that you're looking for. And that includes services in your homes. It includes services for your business if you're a business owner. Just head to Dane by Local. Head to danebylocal.com. And they have this wonderful online resource directory where you can just type in search criteria and you can find local businesses that you know are local businesses, locally owned community businesses that can provide the services you want. So it is your local search engine, danebylocal.com. You head over there, you click right on the search for local businesses button, and you can type in and find pretty much anything. Restaurants, pet care services, home remodeling services. You know, Chad's Design Build, who we hear on the station a lot, is a member. So pretty much anything you can think of, it's there. I encourage you to use that resource. Make it easy for yourself. We want to make it easy for you. Okay, let's talk about some local events. Did I go on long enough about that? Probably. Luna's Block Party is scheduled to be today. We were hoping to catch up with Thad from Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. Fitchburg Family Pharmacy doing some great things. We will talk with Thad soon enough, one of these upcoming shows. But Fitchburg Family Pharmacy is going to be out at Luna's Block Party today. If you have not heard of Luna's Block Party, it's a wonderful event, okay? It's today. I know the weather. Well, just watch the weather. But get out there. They've got coverage. They've got people represented, okay? It's right over on Red Arrow Trail at 1020 Red Arrow Trail, right by Luna's Groceries It is Luna's block party today. You go out there anywhere between 1 and 7, 1 to 7 p.m. They have activities happening. You can register to vote while you're there. You can connect with Fitchburg Family Pharmacy and Thad, and you can get vaccinated today if you need a booster for COVID or if you maybe still haven't taken that step to get your initial vaccinations. Fitchburg Family Pharmacy has that for you, and they will take care of you. There's also going to be presences for all kinds of things. So it's fun. It's a block party, we said, but there's these other great community resources out at Luna's block party today. So again, that is at Red Arrow Trail in Madison, 2010 Red Arrow Trail, Luna's block party. Head over there, just here on the south side. Great opportunity to connect with community resources and also have some fun and experience what it's all about over at Luna. So encourage you to do that. I also encourage you, while we're talking about Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, to support them. They are a great local pharmacy. Thad and his team, small but mighty, have put in so much work, so much extra time, so many additional hours and availability to try to support the community through this pandemic, to get all the people that were looking to be vaccinated, allow them to have those vaccinations, to still do their regular services as pharmacists and all the other medications and customers that they have, and keep all of it running and going. And they still get out in the community all the time to do extra events and outreach. So please check them out at whatagreatpharmacy.com. Whatagreatpharmacy.com. It's Fitchburg Family Pharmacy. And man, just, I love Thad and the team. Also, by the way, they are helping sponsor the Dane by Local Car Show coming up on September 17th. So a quick plug for that. But Fitchburg Family Pharmacy, Luna's Block Party, all happening today. While we're talking about parties and things happening this weekend, before we cut to break, let's jump into this one, because I did want to remind you, we talked with Steve Starkey a while back. We also talked with Pio last week, who mentioned it from Delta Beer Lab, but it is tomorrow is outreach, the Outreach Magic Pride Festival at Warner Park. So tomorrow, Sunday, August 21st, 1 to 6 p.m., Warner Park on the north side. It's the Outreach Magic Pride Festival. So many great organizations involved, including our friends at Just Coffee Cooperative. We talked with Rob a couple weeks ago, and also Pio and Delta Beer Lab and so many others over there. So check out that as well, Magic Pride Festival. You can find out more at outreachmagicfestival.org. We'll be back in a minute to talk with Sue Peck of Evolution Financial. This was appropriate intro for our next guest, Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Sue, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jason. How are you?
I'm doing well. I know you got, you enjoy some rock and some punk and things similar, right?
I do. A punk and a little bit of the industrial, and get some prog rock in there. All over the place.
Love it. Okay, so we're talking with Sue Peck, our friend, Evolution Financial, one of the sponsors of the program. We appreciate that. You can check out her and her services over at evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, before we get to the business of the business, let's talk about Beer Rock, because I went over there for Eat Local, Give Local, got some great food, got some beer. You know, we tried three different Beer Rocks between my family members. It was pretty outstanding. Oh. And so your constant promotion of Beer Rock to me worked.
That's wonderful. I'll be going there this afternoon, actually. They are doing a fundraiser for Women's Medical Fund, so we are going over to enjoy a Beer Rock and some beverages.
And they also have an after party for the Magic Pride Fest tomorrow as well. So kind of tying in with the North Side activities. Got to love that. North Side businesses working together with events and activities up there. I know you're very passionate about the North Side. And before we talk about your business, tell people a little bit about your involvement with the NBA.
Yes. So the North Side Business Association has been a part of my life for, gosh, 5 or 6, maybe 7 years now. It's a great group. It's a great opportunity to do some networking with a lot of the other Northside businesses, but we also try and get that voice out there for people who feel like sometimes the Northside doesn't have the representation that we need in our public government. So we want to make sure that everybody who works and lives on the Northside has their voice heard. We're actually in the process of redoing our website right now, so we're really excited to start to put a new face out there and get a little bit more membership after the pandemic kind of took things down a little bit. People don't like being online as much. People like meeting in person. So we're going to try to get our numbers back up and bring in some new businesses, because the North Side has a lot of new businesses that we want to have represented.
Yeah, and I have to say, some incredible restaurant opportunities on the North Side as well. It was tough for me. I mean, I'm in the one little block area, and I'm looking at Kingdom and Beef Butter Barbecue and Beer Rock, and I'm like, I wish I could eat at all three, you know, but my stomach only has so much capacity, so we had to pick one. Sue, let's talk about your business here and how it's evolved and changed. So with Evolution, oh my gosh, this is that the best segue ever. Okay, so with Evolution Financial, you have been evolving, but you found, kind of with your background, with your take on things and the way you like to work with your customers, a really good opportunity to connect with people and help people that might be in kind of a difficult situation emotionally, dealing with a lot of transitions, who maybe have inherited money, and you can be a really good partner with them to help use that money well.
Absolutely. There are a lot of people who are going through some pretty rough transitions out there. Like you said, maybe they've lost a loved one and they've inherited some money, or perhaps they've gone through a divorce and they have a settlement after that, and they suddenly find themselves with this money that might actually have a lot of emotions connected to it. Plus, maybe they've never managed money before. They've never actually invested a lot of money before, and they have no idea what to do with this. I mean, on top of that, they're kind of frozen because there are a lot of emotions that are happening right there. And I've found that I really connect well with people who are going through a situation like that, because they need somebody that they can really talk to. They need somebody who's going to stop and really listen to what's happening in their life and what this money means to them. You know, a lot of people might look at that and say, okay, well, we have to get that invested. Well, maybe they're not at that point yet. You know, there's a lot of conversation that needs to happen before that happens. Maybe this money feels like their connection to the person that they lost, so they're not quite ready to actually just throw it into the market just yet. You know, you got to talk things through, and I really find that these are the kinds of conversations that people find a lot of value in, that we can have either over Zoom or I honestly prefer in my office, especially for things like this, but it's really something that you need to have that conversation.
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner, founder of Evolution Financial. The website is evolutionfinplan.com. And Sue, you're just such a compassionate human being. And I think in dealings like that, that's a really important quality to have. And again, this could be, you know, in certain situations, especially if it's an inheritance situation, this could be life-changing, life-altering money, right, for that individual. And so to take the time to understand their goals and needs and wants and work through the kind of the human side of it is critical to getting what you want as an end result.
Right. And oftentimes, you know, you're looking at a situation where it's, you know, possibly somebody who's inherited money from a parent, right? So they've lost a parent, and they had no idea that this parent has had the kind of money that they did, because that parent had spent their entire life scrimping and saving and just not doing anything fun with their lives. And so then suddenly I have this person in my office who's saying, I don't want to live my life like that, but I don't know what I'm supposed to do. And those are definitely conversations we want to have, because that money was there and it's there to support the life that you want to live. So you're sitting there thinking about how this came from your father or your mother, or whoever it might be, and thinking, I want to be like them, but I also want to live my life. So how do I manage all of these emotions that are happening right now? And what the heck am I supposed to do? Plus, there's all the rules around how much money do I need to take out on an annual basis? Do I need to take any? What does this mean for taxes? All of those questions are obviously out there as well. But the biggest part is, how are you going to have this money support the life that you want to live?
We're talking with Sue Peck, owner, founder, Evolution Financial, the website evolutionfinplan.com. Sue, a friend of the show. Sue, one quick thing. We got about a minute before we got to run. But what did you think about, I know you're, we talked about the NBA early on with you. What did you think about the other NBA and their decision to make such a concentrated effort so people can vote this year?
Oh my goodness, what a great idea. The fact that they have, they're like, you know, don't watch us, don't come to see us. You have a much bigger thing that you need to be doing today. You go and you do that. Like, that is brilliant. And I would love to see more businesses do the same thing, saying, hey, you know what? If we can let you not come into work today so you can have the chance to vote, you go out and you do that. So I would love to see this start spreading around among more businesses that are out there.
Keep an eye on her. It's Sue Peck, Evolution Financial. Maybe someday she'll be connected to both NBAs. We don't know. Sue, you have a great Saturday and weekend, okay?
Thank you, you too.
We'll be back after the break. Hi, welcome back here to Let's Get Local on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and WTTN 1580 AM from the Solidarity Realty Studios right here on University Ave in Madison, Wisconsin. Again, we know a big thing about our community and around our community is art. And we talk all the time about the culture of the area, what people are interested in, and art brings so much to our lives. There's a really important event coming up, and we get an opportunity to talk now with Jill from the Southern Wisconsin Art Guild about a fun event coming up here in just a week or two. Jill, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today, Jason?
I'm doing great. We're having a great show. We've got things in the first half. We talked about events happening today. Your event that you're involved with here with the Art Guild is September 3rd and 4th, right? So coming up soon, and what a great opportunity for people to experience art in our community.
It absolutely is. It is called Paoli Art in the Park. It will be right on the main drag in Paoli in the town park. We have revived this fair from the past, and we've moved it to a better, what we think is a better location, little less prone to flooding. And we're very excited that even in our first year of reviving this fair, we're going to have 43 artists participating in a variety of mediums.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. A great collection of people. So what types of art should people expect to see at the Paoli Art in the Park Festival?
We're going to have woodworkers, painters, glass artists like me, ceramics, photography, sculptures. We have some amazing metal sculptures that we will have on display. Pretty much all of the different mediums are covered.
That sounds fantastic. Great way for people to kind of, no matter what type of art they prefer, to kind of experience that. Talk to us a little bit about what an event like this means to those local artists and for those local artists like yourself.
Well, this really is important to us. This is an event that's being put on by artists. Everyone on the committee is an artist. And the reason we did this was because artists were really hard hit by COVID. All of the art fairs were canceled. Galleries weren't open, so you couldn't even get your art into galleries. Plus, at that point, everyone was trying to get their art into galleries. Many artists actually, unfortunately, have left the field because they had no way to make their mortgage payments unless they went out and got a different job. So this was just really important to us to revive this event. The event has been going on for a number of years under different management, and we've found out that they were not planning on doing it again. So we said, hey, we're going to take this over and put this on. It's also a huge benefit for the different businesses in Paoli, because it's going to bring in customers that will investigate and find out what an art mecca Paoli is. The paddlers and the bicyclists already know about it, but there's just some amazing art there. There's some great restaurants. There might be a place that sells alcoholic beverages. I might not want to say too much about that. There's lots of music that's going on. So this is really a win-win for both the artists and the businesses in Paoli. And of course, the community who have been starved for art while COVID was going on. So now you can come in and check out all the amazing art we have and get your fix.
That sounds fantastic. And I love the incorporation of other art forms like music. And of course, you got to have food and beverage along with any type of celebration and event that you're putting on. People enjoy that. It just enhances the experience. We're talking with Jill with the Southern Wisconsin Art Guild. They are putting on Paoli Art in the Park September 3rd and 4th. Why, Jill, a two-day event for something like this?
It's an enormous amount of work to organize and put on an art fair. And speaking as an artist, it is extremely physically taxing to put up your booth and your weights and all of your display items and all of your art. So it's much better to have it for 2 days so that you have a little rest in between. Also, if it rains one day, you've still got the other day to hopefully have it be a beautiful day for customers to come and see art.
We're talking with Jill with the Wisconsin Southern Artist Guild, Southern Wisconsin Art Guild, presenting Paoli Art in the Park. The website to learn more is paoliartsinthepark.org. You can find out a bunch more there, including who's all involved. Jill, events like this don't happen by themselves. You mentioned all the work of the artists to put it together and be involved, but you also have other groups and organizations that support your efforts. So tell us about that.
Well, for example, you guys are supporting our effort by letting us come on and talk about the event today. Some of our other sponsors include Smart Motors, Oregon Community Bank. We actually have some artists who are sponsoring, so that would include Betsy's Beadworks and Sue's Bead Weavery. We also have Dane by Local, a big one, supporting us. They're very important to us. Colin is an artist, and so he certainly understands what goes into putting on an event like this.
Yeah, I think it's so critical to recognize those other groups that help make it go and give you the ability to do something like Paoli Art in the Park. Again, the website, paoliartinthepark.org. So many different artists involved. You do have a list. People can click on a link and see the full list of artists that will be on display there. So it's really quite a wide range, like you said, and so many different people participating. It's wonderful. We're crossing fingers for weather. But even if, let's say weather's not the greatest, what do you do, Jill, in situations like that?
Bring your umbrella. Before I was ever an artist, my mom and I were always going to art fairs, and I can remember many art fairs where we were strolling along with our umbrellas. All of the tents the artists have are waterproof, or at least water resistant, and so you can just dash from booth to booth, and darn, if there's a downpour and you might have to stay in that booth a little longer, at least you have something beautiful to look at while you're in that booth. And of course, there's also for the sunny hot days, the booths are all shaded. And also this park has beautiful mature trees. So there's lots of shade. It'll be a very enjoyable event no matter what the weather.
Love it. Absolutely. That's good planning as well. I think using your surroundings to benefit the event makes a lot of sense. And it seems like you have that planned out well. I wanted to ask you about when you think about events like this for community, that exchange sometimes that you can have, right? So let's say there is a situation where you're underneath the tent for a while talking to that artist. I think that just makes the art piece you're looking at purchasing that much more meaningful to hear the story behind it, how it was made. Literally, these artists will tell you whatever you want to know about that piece of art, right?
Absolutely. We love to share. Many of us also teach. So it's just natural for us to want to let you know what goes into the art and what inspired it. And also we want to know, how do you feel about it? Which piece of art particularly strikes you and why? It's a great synergy between the customers and the artist.
And are there opportunities at this event for the vendors as well to potentially commission new business? So you stop by an art booth, they have things on display, but that might be an artist you might want to work with as a customer in the future too, right?
Absolutely. I happen to do a lot of commissions. It's something I enjoy because the person who's buying the piece gets to have input. It gives them way more meaning. And I, again, using the word synergy, I love the synergy between customer and myself as an artist. One of the more recent commissions I did was a piece that was called the Mad Hatter's Tea Party. And I do glass mosaics that incorporate three-dimensional items. I happen to have just the right pieces for this particular theme. And in addition, the customer had her grandfather's pocket watch, which we incorporated. And then we also, it was a gift for her daughter, so we incorporated her daughter's birth date. It just is a wonderful feeling. And, you know, that way a customer can get something that's just right for them and unique to them.
Yeah, that ability to work with someone on a one-on-one basis, customize, incorporate something, like you said there, a family piece that has so much meaning for you, and build something around that. I think, wow, what an incredible opportunity. So head to Paoli Art in the Park, September 3rd and 4th. It's going to be a beautiful day. And where can people learn more, Jill? Should they follow socials? Should they check out the website? What's the best way to keep up with what's going to happen in the next couple of weeks?
The website is great. I also want to invite you to our Facebook page. It is paoli-art-in-the-park. So you'll get lots more information. We have been posting photos of all of the different art that is going to be there. There's even a sign up. So if you really want to do something unique, sign up to be a volunteer. Even if you're just a booth sitter, that'll give an artist a little break to maybe go visit the facilities or grab a bite to eat. And in the meantime, you get to sit in a booth, get a little feel for what it's like to be an artist at an art fair, and really get a close-up view of all of the art that particular artist has available.
Fantastic.
So again, that's Facebook, Paoli Art in the Park.
And the website is paoliartinthepark.org. That's Jill from the Southern Wisconsin Art Guild. Jill, have a great event on the 3rd and 4th of September, and thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Jason.
We'll be back on the other side of the break to talk with Chris Van Heren about health advocacy. We're back here on the Let's Get Local program here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. Or maybe you're catching us streaming online at devilradio927.com, or you've downloaded the self-proclaimed greatest app ever, the Devil Radio app, that you can check all the shows out, from the Devil's Advocates to our program here on Saturday to Outside the Pizza Box, which is coming up next. To finish off today's show, we do have an opportunity to catch up with Chris Van Heren to talk about her business and her passion that she has started with A Better Way Professional Health Advocacy. So we welcome Chris to the show now. Chris, thanks for making time for us today. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much, Jason, for inviting me on. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, you and I met a while ago at a Dane by Local event. We have common collaborations with people like Sue Peck, who we heard on the show earlier. Tell us a little bit about your connection to Dane by Local and how that's kind of help you connect your business.
Yeah, so I actually I joined Dane by Local before I started this business. I had a previous business where I was more creative and would have been interested in joining the Paoli Art in the Park, like we were just talking about. So I've been involved with Dane by Local for, 5, 6, 7 years now. It's just a great way to meet people, a great place to network, find people from all different areas of the community, and great people. Really expands my my ability to meet people beyond just a local citywide chamber of commerce. So I've met some great people.
So Chris, you mentioned you've done some other things over the years. Tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your history and how you've gotten to this point where now you have this professional health advocacy business.
Sure. So I am a pharmacist by training. So this show all kind of comes together. Just all these pieces are pieces of my life, actually. So I've been a pharmacist for over 25 years and left the field of pharmacy the time I started my business. Made goat milk soap and other things and sold fair trade items. And it was really fun, but I realized that I was doing the science of making the soap and, you know, thinking about the ingredients I was putting in there, and people were asking me about that. And I realized when they were asking me about that and how that, you know, why did you choose this ingredient over that ingredient? And I could tell them why. And that was really bringing me life. So I went back to the school at UW-Madison at the Center for Patient Partnerships and decided I wanted to become a patient advocate because I'd been advocating for people all my life as a pharmacist. And I really missed that piece. So in January of 2019, I launched A Better Way Professional Health Advocacy, and I am still a solopreneur. And I really get to focus on people. So I wasn't just advocating in my few seconds of spare time as a pharmacist. I can now dedicate my whole career to helping people in whatever way they need and helping them navigate the healthcare system, because it's really complicated.
Yeah, that service aspect and focus that you have is clear, and it's evident in what you're doing. And as you look at your website, abetterwayadvocacy.org, we're talking with Chris Van Heeren, the founder and owner of A Better Way Professional Health Advocacy. Chris, tell us a little bit about that process. You are oftentimes working with people in difficult situations. They can be stressful situations. It is very complicated, can be confusing. So talk about all that needs to come together in that and your role and how you help people.
Yeah, so as an independent patient advocate, everything I do is based on my core belief that every patient needs an advocate. So whether that advocate is a family member, a friend, a neighbor, or a professional, everybody needs to have somebody on their side and oftentimes by their side. So when the unexpected happens, like we get a difficult diagnosis, or we can't seem to get a diagnosis and we don't know where to go next, or we get those dreaded surprise bills in the mail that we hear about all the time. And as an advocate, it's also helpful even when there isn't a health crisis, because it's tough to be a patient, right? As a patient, we're worried about our symptoms. We wonder if the doctor will listen to us. Will they understand me? Will I understand them? Because sometimes it's like they're speaking a different language, right? How do I manage all these appointments? Are my specialists even communicating with each other? So I came across a really interesting statistic the other day. Up to 80% of medical information provided by healthcare practitioners is forgotten immediately. And the more information that's given to you, the less is accurately recalled. And even half of the information that we do recall is recalled incorrectly. So we're really, you know, not retaining very much. So it's really helpful to have another person with us, just so we're not alone, for one thing. And as Sue was talking about, the importance of listening to your clients and helping them work through the emotional piece of it, that's a lot of what I do as well. You know, I can be by your side in an appointment. I can help you manage those appeals for denied claims. But I really think it's important just to have somebody there. And like I said, many times people have advocates from all walks of life, but when you need a professional, there are lots of people out there to help you.
And I think it's such an important role because we have a high percentage of the population aging. We also have, you know, not, and I'm in a position too, where my parents are in their 70s. There are things that are coming up. I can't be there all the time. I can't do, you know, everything that I want to do for them. So even for people in my position, you might want someone like Chris to be there to be there to support your parents going to appointments or dealing with some of these things. So Chris, I really appreciate what you're doing. But talk about kind of that trend as well and how important I think what you're doing really is.
Yeah, thanks. So advocates do a lot of elder care, what we call elder care. And it's often for people whose families do live all across the country, right? We become very mobile in our society. And so our family units are divided across the country. And that's a lot of what advocates do is take the place of that family member in that case. And whether it's, you know, making sure that they're seeing the doctor in the first place, making sure their symptoms are adequately addressed, finding transportation for them. And like I said before, just being there for them so they know they have somebody they can turn to, somebody they can call when they have a question about their health. So
we're talking with Chris Van Haren, owner, founder of A Better Way Professional Health Advocacy. The website is abetterwayadvocacy.org. Chris, if people are listening to you today and they want to reach out, what's the best way to connect with you to see if you can work with them and assist them?
Yeah, so I do have a contact page on my website, so you can fill out the information there. You can also send me an email directly at info@abetterwayadvocacy.org. You can also give me a call. My phone number is 608-333-2522. I don't know if you have show notes, Jason, but we can put those in the show notes, perhaps. I'm open to multiple ways of communication. And honestly, there are about 1,000 of us who are actually board certified across the country. So if I can't help you, I can probably connect you with somebody who can.
That's fantastic. And yes, Chris, we can get people your information and do everything we can for that. Because I think, you know, what we're talking about here today is something as human beings, as family members, we all face one way or another, and it can be a very, very challenging time. So to have an advocate for you, I think is critical. Chris, thanks so much for what you do, and thanks for telling us about your business today. We really appreciate that.
Thanks so much, Jason.
All right. Remember, as we leave you today, that there are all kinds of great events happening, not just today, but also, you know, at Luna's Block Party, like I said earlier, to recap. Also, Magic Pride Fest at Warner Park tomorrow. Check that out, Magic Pride Fest, benefiting outreach. In addition to that, we just talked about Paoli Art in the Park coming up the first weekend of September, September 3rd and 4th. So watch for your local events. Go local, buy local, be local. And we will catch you next week for more Let's Get Local.